Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 67. And today we have a question from Sam. So I'm going to jump right into this question. And it's, why do people convert less on the phone than on the computer when buying at my store? That's actually the opposite of what I see. So I would be, Sam, really curious to know what you sell. And I know a lot of people don't like to say what they sell just so others don't go and copy it. And, you know, I'm the same way when it comes to my Amazon products. But you didn't really say here where you're selling. I know where you're not selling. You're not selling on Amazon because they don't give you the option to compare mobile or desktop conversions, right? So you can check conversions there, but you can't check where your traffic is coming from or anything like that. So I'll say you probably have, you know, a WordPress, WooCommerce, or Shopify for you to be saying that. Now, there are certain things that can cause that. And so I'm just going to assume you have double checked and that is correct. So if it is lower on mobile, I'm thinking it's the time of the day that these people are shopping. And if you have an ad, a Facebook ad, bringing traffic from Facebook to your page, wherever it is, and I'm going to assume, let's say, just for the sake of the conversation, this is a Shopify. If you have a Facebook ad and you want to bring traffic to your Shopify, make sure to put on your ad that only target people connected to Wi-Fi. So what happens is, if people are on the go and they don't have a Wi-Fi connection, it could be somebody that is driving. In most situations, would be driving illegally because you can't be doing that. Or even the passenger just searching for something, but may not be with the intentions of buying it, or actually may be in a hurry and just wants to see something or show somebody something that they saw. And these are more than likely not a buyer. And of course, there are lots of buyers that don't need a Wi-Fi connection to go buy something, but the majority is not. Therefore, when you're targeting on a Facebook ad something like this, I mean, you should turn off the Wi-Fi just because it increases your ad conversion. So the amount of people that see the ad to actually go and buy something. If you exclude the biggest portion of an audience that is not likely to convert. So that will give you, and this likelihood is what Facebook's going to use as a metric to give you the 1 to 10 relevance score. So the higher that relevance score means, the more likable your ad is, the more people that are actually interacting with it and going all the way with to say to checkout or to whatever you assigned your conversion to be. Your conversion in this situation may not be the sale. Your conversion may just be that you want the person to see that page, and by seeing that page, they actually converted by doing the action that you expected them to do. But your question was not about Facebook or advertising. It was just about the conversion on mobile being lower than your on the computer. I would like to see that page. I would like to see that, you know, how heavy the page is on a mobile. Do you have pop-ups? That's one important thing. If you have a pop-up, maybe that pop-up is too big for a mobile. So if you're looking at it, and I didn't mention earlier that you know, I said you could have a WooCommerce or Shopify, but there's actually, you could also have a ClickFunnels. And if that is a situation, if that is the case, you can also click and see what does your page look like on a mobile perspective. So the pop-up if it is too big. If you have more than one pop-up, like those bottom pop-ups to give social proof that say somebody from Illinois just bought this and this and this, those could be too big for the phone as well. That's something you have to double check. And if you wanna reply back and send me a link to your site, I'll have a look at that and see what it could be. Because like I said, in most situations that I know, it's the opposite. People are getting so comfortable on the phone for spending so much time on the phone now daily. Everywhere you go, look around. If you're in a waiting room, look around and count how many people are not on the phone. How many people do not have the phone on their lap, have their head bent down, and they're texting, playing a game, or, you know, on Facebook, whatever it is that they're doing. So people are so attached to phones these days that it's so easy to do anything. The newer generation actually has not spent as much time like we did on computers or having a big screen in front of us. They have that small screen on their lap, and that's where they spend the majority of their lives now, on that small screen. So yeah, that's something. If you can send me the link for me to have a look. If you don't want us to know the product, that's also okay. But all I can do right now is guess. See if you have the option to see time of day that these conversions are happening on the desktop and not happening or happening on the mobile. Just have a look at the time of day and see if there is certain time of days that you can have certain time of days that you have a higher conversion on mobile, and it could be due to Wi-Fi. If that is the case, if there's certain time of the day every day the same pattern, that means you may have a page that is too heavy on mobile, so only people connected to the Wi-Fi will actually get to your checkout. Again, check your checkout. Have a look at your checkout through your phone. A lot of people do build their sites and all that on a laptop. Old school, just like me, I do everything on the laptop. But we always have to test it on the phone. So pull up a smartphone. Hopefully you have an Android phone and iPhone. Pull them both out and check it out. They have different screens. They have different resolutions. Pull them out, test it with both. And then you may find out that there's something wrong with one of them or both. So I know this was a bit general answer because I don't know your product, and that would help a lot. But I hope this did help. And again, send me a link if you want to, and we can go from there. I'll private message you my answer. Okay, guys, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I hope you go out there and succeed. I hope you have a great fourth quarter.